Bob Sam wanted part of our interview to take place outside, among the moss-covered headstones of the Russian Orthodox Cemetery. The clearing is lush and filled with birdsong. He points upward to a raven's nest.
That's the fourth generation nest of the raven I made friends with 30 years ago.
For the past 30 years, Sam has been restoring and protecting the local cemeteries of Sitka. It's his life's work, something he was trained to do as a kid.
You know, most young men, they want to know, who am I, what am I going to do in life? I never had that.
Sam says that each family used to have someone to take care of graves, but as people moved away, this role fell by the wayside. Not Sam. He stayed in Sitka, unearthing headstones once forgotten and washing them by hand. He has worked with the state to repatriate bodies, returning them to their place of origin, and helped families rebury their relatives.
Somebody has to do this work. Somebody needs to be available to handle bodies, to make sure that they're properly respected. A sign of a healthy community is a clean cemetery.
Maintaining a connection with the past as a way of enriching the present. That's Sam's philosophy in a nutshell, and one he says he would bring to the tribal council. As he considers serving again, he says the biggest challenge is providing a secure financial basis for Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Keeping the quality of services available for the tribal citizens is a balancing act that, for me, it's the tribal citizen comes first.
To that end, Sam says his biggest priority will be finding ways for tribal citizens to thrive, especially in the job market.
We have to be very innovative, whether it's tool making or a skill that you have known your whole life and take for granted. You could possibly use it to thrive.
Sam also sees opportunities for more jobs in tourism and subsistence. But he stresses that simply creating jobs is not enough, and considers cultural and spiritual fulfillment equally important.
We don't do enough for young people. We have a tendency to let them grow up on their own out there, but it's there's a lot of good mentors, older tribal citizens who have good life skills to share with young people. We should do more of that.
He notes that elders were once more active participants in the council. Now that many have passed away, he considers it his duty as an older person to share the wisdom he's gathered.
It's not the 15-minute of fame. It's the background work that's most important. You're uplifting tribal citizen through service work.
And to those tribal citizens, Sam has a message.
We can do it. Be the human being that you were intended to be. We are contributing members of society, and we should remain that way.
According to Bob Sam, that contribution can be lifelong. In Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.